Listening carefully because it's what you want to do. This is for you to be able to do what you need to do, what you want to do, and what you aspire to. So as you listen, you think of something you want, something you really want to achieve, making it your focus, that one thing you don't need to tell anyone, it can just be for you, that very important thing you keep putting off or pushing aside, that's on the back burner while life gets in the way. Today you're focusing on it, you're letting it occupy your mind, maybe even getting stuck into it, focusing on it. Nothing else right now is important. You've taken this time to focus and you're going to focus. Not because I tell you to, but because you want to. Because this is important to you. And you are important. Your happiness matters. Even when you feel it doesn't to others or even to yourself, it does. A happy you is the best you. So do what matters to you. Take that time, make that space. Your desires deserve your focus. What you wish for and what you aspire to, it matters. Your energy might be finite, but there is always a little available for that one thing. That one very important thing that you feel you can't quite manage to get to. That you feel you need to find a rhythm for, but you don't. You only need to give yourself permission to take that time, so focus on it. Imagine yourself doing it. Imagine yourself in that moment where it happens. Even if all you have is 5 minutes, imagine yourself taking that time, knowing how it would feel. The satisfaction, the joy, the pleasure of doing that one thing just for you. That one thing you always said you'd do. Taking pleasure in it, pride, a deserved pride, an earned pride. Because you may feel bad, often we do, about the things you don't do. What you leave behind as you feel the bite of responsibility. As life inches ever further into your personal space and erodes your time. But you can find that time even just for a moment, even just a moment, enough to know you made some progress. Enough to know you've done something to move things forward. It's a journey, something that takes time. So even just this moment to focus on that thing you want, to focus on that desire you have, what you want to achieve, that matters. So focus now. I want you to think very carefully with me. Breathe deep and focus. Slow down and think. What do you want? What does success look like when you set that time aside? What do you want to gain, to learn? How will it improve your life? Because everyone is so much happier when they feel fulfilled. And it doesn't take as much as you imagine. It only takes a positive step, a little progress, and you can fail, you can fall back. And you can lose momentum, but your progress doesn't go away. Even if you take a break, you don't lose what you already gained. It's okay to restart, to retry. You can achieve what you desire. You only need to make it your focus. To, for just a little while, eliminate distraction and remove those barriers. To put down the phone that flashes with annoyance all day. To ask the people around you for just that little space. And take it for you. And when you do, you'll find yourself happier, more confident, fulfilled because you're focusing on something that fills you, that makes your soul shine and your heart sing. It's okay to do that, to take that time and make that effort to choose something just for you, to choose something that brings you joy, to give yourself that space and that time. And success is in doing it in the first place. Success is in the journey, the moment-to-moment happiness this brings you. Your life feeling just a little more in your control. With so much chaos, we all need that. That moment of peace for us. So I want you to focus on it, what it looks like, what it feels like. What you want to do now, where you want to go. Think on the journey, the winding path, just something that looks like an ending, but is only a new beginning, another chance to find something new for you. Because once you do this for yourself, once you take even those small minutes just for you once in a while, you'll start to feel accomplished, feel successful. Just by doing it, you are achieving. Not by being good, not by feeling constant progress, just by persevering with that one thing that means so much to you. Because we all have something. Some of us want to get fit, some of us want to write a book, some want to learn an instrument. And we place expectations on ourselves. Why am I not the fittest, the fastest? Why can't I finish this novel? Why can't I play this song? But in a few minutes, you can be closer. In a few minutes, you could enjoy the path to that, even if you never quite make it. In the end, the journey is the joy, not the destination. And the feeling that journey gives you, that confidence and clarity, that happiness and satisfaction. You can achieve just that in moments, just a little bit at a time. Not going all in completely, but taking little pieces and slowly but surely progressing. And all that you need is focus. And that's what hypnosis is. Really focus, a way to help you focus. As you think about your thing, your one important thing that really matters. That one thing in the sea of hobbies and ideas and tasks. That one thing that you have always felt would be so joyful to do, to push yourself into. That one thing is often the hardest. The one you wait for perfect conditions to do. The one you put off until you know you have time. But time is always slipping away. Time is sand between your fingers, always moving, sliding past. Take a little, just a moment or two, just a few grains of sand for you, for this. Focus on it, not perfect timing, not ideal conditions. Not after you get the right things to make it happen. Do it imperfectly, just do it. Just try, strive, travel that path. Focus on the joy in the moment, not the fear we all share that our goals are beyond our abilities or knowledge. We only reach them by focusing on the here and now, on the moments, on the next step. And we walk, we journey one step at a time, as you can. You can achieve your goals, you can be satisfied with your progress, even if it's imperfect. All things are. When you focus, you can remember that perfect is the enemy of good, and good is enough, as are you. You are enough. Even if you get it wrong, you tried, and the only real failure in anything we want is to not try. So I ask you to focus now on that one thing you wish to achieve. Just simply lose yourself in the moment, the idea of doing, not finishing, not completion, not someone else's version of success. Focus only on how you feel in the act of working towards something. And notice that it makes you feel centered, calm, confident, accomplished. Because doing is success, trying is achieving. Just doing that one thing, even for the smallest amount of time, even just for a few minutes every day or every week, that is a stepping stone to feeling a smile on your face all the time. Knowing you have that focus, that solid focus, that you can enjoy and look forward to. And you deserve it. You deserve to have that to make that happen for you. You don't need to worry about getting it right or perfect. Only to focus on making it fun, happy, joyful in the moment. Only to enjoy it as you do it. Not thinking of the end, only of the now. Because there is only ever this moment. We can think of the future, we can dwell on the past, but you exist in the present. So be present, and be present with your focus, with your one thing. The one thing you really care about doing, about tackling and enjoying and struggling with. It's all part of a wonderful journey that you do want to take. Focus on that and forget the worries and anxieties that get in the way. Turn away distraction and let go of the noise that pulls you from this. You can do it. You always could. It's a simple, singular choice, but it's a choice you need to make over and over. Something you need to focus on. Just as you focus on my voice and what I say, you can focus on that one thing. Choosing it. Choosing to make time for you. Choosing your energy going even a little to something you truly care about. Choosing something that makes you feel good, happy, confident, and accomplished. Something that means the world to you. Even if it's not important to someone else, choose you, because you deserve to. You deserve to feel the joy and happiness of accomplishing something that matters to you, and just doing it. That is accomplishing. That is success. So I want you to choose success by choosing to do. You can do that, not for me, but for you. I only light the way, guide you on the path. You choose the action, and I know that you can. I know that you can choose to follow this path to do the thing. The one important thing that you want to do, just for you, and to feel the confidence grow as you make that choice again and again. You can set time aside for what you need to do to achieve your goals. You can make things happen, make changes, and you can feel good about you, because you deserve that. And the more you work toward things, even in the tiniest amount, even with the smallest steps, the better you can feel, the more momentum you can gather. listening now because you want to internalize this, to know it about yourself, that you can make whatever changes, take whatever steps are needed to achieve what you desire.